I'm really pleased to bring you the first edition of Art on the Air, where we're going to talk to Don Hartman, the artist who's bringing his show called Pariah, it's new paintings by him, into the Harold Stevens Gallery here at WCUW. The opening is Saturday, October 5th from 4 to 6 p.m., and his show will be on exhibit through November 23rd. We did send him some emailed questions so he could jump in when he arrived.
Okay. Ooh, I like this one. Does music play in your artistic process? 100%. I think I drive everybody nuts because I play so much music. It never stops in my studio. I listen to everything until I get bored of it, and then I'll give it another shot. You know.
Does it inspire?
Yeah, yeah.
What you do, how you paint, what you paint?
Sure. Not really what I paint, but how you look at things, you know, especially if you're doing changes or something. It affects my mood so much, you know, music does. Like, if I still hear, I can see clearly now, I start crying, but... I got a question that says, what advice would you give someone starting out as an artist? Right off the bat, I would say, not to be like, you know, a workaholic or anything, but once you get out of art school and figure out what you want to do, and if you seriously want to be an artist, get a studio and start working. That's the only thing I can press more than anything is, I kind of learned it the hard way, but once I've learned it, your work ethic is all you got, you know, and The more you produce... And some of it's not going to be the greatest, some of it's not going to be the worst, some's going to be fabulous, you know. You refine better when you're working, you know, a lot. And even when it seems to be tedious or anything, you know, I can't turn a miracle out of something crappy, like, you know, doing like a whole section to paint one color for 5 hours. There's no fun about that. We all know that. But when you are in your studio, I've taken it for granted for so long, is that it's your own place. It's like where you form what you're going to do. You don't have to be an anti-person, people person. I mean, anti-people person. It's just your own time. And it's almost like a place that takes a while to get to when you consider any kind of creative oomph out of it. I kick myself in the butt all the time for not spending more time in my studio, really. And the other advice, too, is... try to show immediately, but be very wary of who you show with. You don't want to get typecasted right off the bat. Always strive for originality, obviously. And I do this, but nobody doesn't have to do that. Always look for an angle. It's like I'm considered being shrewd sometimes by doing that, but I don't think so. And don't be afraid to cut the other person in line. I'm teasing. No.
Does that have to do with the name Pariah for the show?
Yeah, a bit, yeah. That stems from a couple of different, I'd say right off the bat is just my work, subject matter, and execution. I don't find it offensive, but the way I do something, treat like a body or, you know, drawing something different from somebody else can be this gigantic gap. And I think I tend to the gap that's like, you know, the pariah sides of things where... I keep thinking of an outcast for a pariah, but it's just like almost like a villain character too. And I bring that part on because I don't think I'm a villain like the Hamburglar or anything, you know, but I do carry myself that way. I'm very cynical. I'm not a jerk, but I'll ask a million questions before I do anything, you know, and I think that's, we all should, you know. Being intentionally outside, I think of more than anything, and I think that's a fair thing to say about the show. Let me talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, can you describe the works that will be shown for our listeners?
For a lot of stuff I had for material this time around, I work in series all the time, which is pretty important. They can be separated, but when I'm working on them, they have to tie in kind of, there's some kind of pulse between them all, you know. So I work on 11 paintings at once, basically, you know, and I know when it's going to be done, I know it's going to be done, they come to your babies, kind of, you know.
And they're all sort of large scale, right?
Yeah, they're 4x4, so you can't deny them in a room.
And so does that relate to it, too?
Sure. It's like looking at something that's right in front of you, a real situation sometimes. I mean, you know, that's pushing it a bit. The biggest reaction I get a lot of times is like, you know, whoa, you know, the scale is very important to me. I don't want that wow factor to be it, but it should be, yeah, it's important. Why would Anselm Kiefer have those gigantic paintings, the sense of largeness, otherworldly? Okay, back to what they're about. the first one I used, an old World War II book. And I have this stuff laying around my studio. What I do a lot of times, I'll cut up, make a collage myself, and enlarge that into a drawing. And This I stuck right to the image that were in that book. That's one of them. Found old, like, Barbara Eden, who played Bewitched. This is just, like, it can be called, people ask, do I create, like, situation based on a big topic, like, you know, spouse abuse or something like that, you know.
People and are making big
It's okay, though. You can't say no to anybody's assumptions, you know. You can't, well, if you're going to have them, you're going to have them. You
know, art is going to evoke some reactions,
you,
right?
You know, I just feel like sometimes I wish I could control it, like, say, I'm not doing that. I don't mean that, you know.
Yeah.
But if that's how somebody's going to take it, I can't help that, And there's puns that I won't get into and stuff, you know. But here's one I want to discuss, too. There's another one that's... you know, getting a little fire for, is I have three drag queens right off the bat. Like, that's not, you know, wow, that's a great painting, blah, blah, blah. People are getting insulted on painting drag queens. I'm like, how is that insultive to who, you know, to the drag queens, to me? I mean, you know, it just doesn't make any sense. So that's what we're talking about. Tie that again. It's like, it's little small things that people are exploding with sometimes that I get in trouble for.
I wanted to ask, like, what are the joys that all this brings to you? Like, what's the part that makes you, you're an artist because you can't help yourself, right? You just have to make art.
What I like now is, really, is like when you find a process and you kind of make your own, you know what I mean? Like, now I kind of, before, I mean, I like experimentations as the next guy, but now I've got a process, I know it's gonna adhere right and stuff, you know. To me, it's like, I don't know, I've never built a go-kart, but it feels like if I was gonna build a go-kart, it's like doing one of my paintings, because it's so patchy and so weird sometimes. Like, I go in, I'll consider stuff done, but then I'll go in and splice in other images, you know. So it's like, you know, just keep doing that constantly until it runs right, you know. So it's like, joy part is when it's done is one thing, you know. But I think more than anything, because I feel like a detective being an artist, it's really fun because always I'm looking for stuff all the time, images. But no, it's the joy of it is, and it's not always joyful, but it's just being on my own. And I think I'm in the fact where, and you guys mentioned before so kindly, is that people recognize my stuff, like it or not. So, I mean, that's a great thing. I mean, there's so many artists that, like, you know, how'd you crack that? I'm like, I don't know. It's a joy being success always doesn't bring that, but it doesn't hurt. Feel like you're getting somewhere. I feel like I'm getting somewhere, so it's good. It's a lonely sport, but there's not a thing I don't like about it. There's another question that ties in, but I've tried different, through Steven, want me to do different kind of stuff, you know, different mediums and stuff. I did these paintings on photographs, and it was shown at Clark and stuff, and I was like, wow, okay. The closest jump I think I could make is, I swear Steve would love this, I use photography all the time for it. It's cropping, the way photos look, even when you're holding them like this, you know, and I think they're always little paintings, you know. I look a lot of for portraits of other artists and stuff like that, like Alice Neal, who's really a great painter. Chanel Joffe is her name. I just found out about her, and she's a figure painter, right? These are people who wouldn't think I'd look at, but I am, because it's their paint technique for once, and it's not the subject matter. You know what I mean? Before it was like, you know, I have to be the big flash with this, you know, whatever nastiness. Now, these are now, I'm like, wow, check this one blended with this side here. So I'm getting more in the craft of it, which is, I don't know if that's good or bad. And to look at other painters, you know, as opposed to just, but for the most part, Stephen Lass, I'll find a new painter that, like, it looks like a photographer. So it's like, you know.
And how do you approach it? You said earlier, I think you'd start them all at the same time.
You know, it's weird. It's like I sense the sameness of the way I'm handling stuff. Like, I'll say I have a big thing of black mixed up. I know there's this area, this area, and this area. And I don't like painting like that usually, but I will, just the big chunks, blah, blah, blah. Once it starts filling itself in, I'll work on one more, skip to the other one, you know. I think what I do is, I don't get bored with it. It's just like, it's nice to have an option, as opposed to, I can do this tomorrow. I can paint another 6 hours of black on this, or I can move down this. That's kind of started, you know, just to break the monotony a bit. But now it really does. I think they look so odd if I didn't start them like that. I do. They're cool, but they look like a different entity, you know. So that's kind of weird, but yeah.
And I wanted to ask too, have you always been a painter, or did you start in some other?
I started in sculpture. I got really, really good grades in Hartford, and I transferred to Ohio State, you know. And I don't know if they're up to the things I was doing, you know. But I kind of got laughed at a bit, you know.
What kind of sculpture?
Well, curve cuts, and I'd make these really almost minimalistic sculptures that went up the wall, you know.
Wow.
Other than that, I did film video for a long time. I swear that's what got my eye for more cinematic camera shot stuff. So I developed my painting, I think. Like I said, experimental studio is the best. My school, I think, that's a weird question in one way, is like, do you think most kids getting right out of school, do you think they become an artist, you know? I don't know. I mean, because all the ones I knew went to art school, you know? It's like something that grounds you and puts you back on. They treated, this is a little bit of a sidestep, but when I was in the University of Hartford, I was scared to death because you get bullied and stuff. You know, I had blue hair running around campus. You know, so, and they put all the art majors in one dorm for the whole freshman year. So I was like, wow. And my dean was really great. And, you know, I mean, it was like, so when I left, she's like, where are you going? She's this old, beautiful lady, you know. But it helps to have a good school. If you can't, you can still do the same thing. But it just makes things easier with a good school, I guess.
And what brought you to Worcester?
Coming back home with our son. And I didn't know what to expect, to be honest with you. I didn't know anything was going on. Just, at the time, Orchester was the only thing, I think, you know, but there's so much has popped up since then, you know. I mean, there's the Hanover Theater's got an area you can show upstairs. I don't know if they still do. I had a show there. I like Worcester especially because, well, I have the best studio in the world, but there's a grittiness to it. I mean, you can't deny that, you know. And at first, I'm like, you know, nobody who's never been here before is like, oh, that city, you know, it's kind of dumpy. The people here are just amazing. It's like, it's hidden, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many wonderful, you know, supportive people, you know. And it's not the biggest scene, but it's a scene, you know. And I hope it's only expanding more.
And we asked Don how the show came about through Stephen Dorado at the Harold Stevens Gallery.
I forget who it was, but it was kind of a normal show. You can do that. I'm like, yeah, he's like, or you want to do something different? I'm like, so I was right off the bat, I'm like, different.
Different, you know? Yeah, yeah.
Different's good, like, yeah. You know, not boring, you know. And he told me about the, you know, Harold Stevens got tied in with the radio station. He goes, let's walk over and see the space. So I'm like, all right. So I walked in, like, immediately, holy crap, because I'd been in there, and it's a great station, never been in disrepair, but it's pretty brand new section, it's pretty nice, you know, I was like, Jesus, okay. Until I walked around the corner, you know, I'm like, holy crap, you know, I just kept immediately thinking, how many paintings can I cram in here, how many paintings can I cram in here, you know, and he's like, you should do a lot, but don't go crazy, he goes, and I'm like, I was thinking, met me before, he goes, I was thinking, I go, I'm going to do nine, he's like, I was thinking nine. Goes, okay, good. He goes, they're still really tight. Da, da, da. And he's like, well, what are you going to do? I'm like, well, I'm not going to tell you it all right now. He's like, no, what are you thinking? Do I have to put any trouble things out? I'm like, Steve. He's like, so probably send some trouble things out you're going to do. I'm like, sure.
Like a warning.
Something that'll get, I'll get in trouble somehow, you know?
Yeah.
Which is, well, to me, it's hilarity. It's also not insulting anybody. I knew that. But
it's called Pariah.
Yeah. See, there you go.
Yeah.
So I started, and I'm like, and totally, it's the flow of everything. I wouldn't say the color so much, but I just had that, still do in the room. I just kept, like, that'll go in there, that'll go in there. Almost a placement of stuff, you know? I just thought it was the best space. Because I don't know, I've been to New York 1,000 times, it seems, and the galleries don't do that much, but they're small. Most parts, you know, oh, you can't stick it in there. I'm like, oh, bull, you know. A different kind of show than, say, Kobe's up now. It's like a ton of work, but it's all individual and small, you know. These would be these big monoliths in there, and you can't miss them. And they're so, once looking at the space, I'm like, oh, this is a gold mine. All right, you know, let me tell you about the numbers and stuff, you know. And I'm like, well, what am I going to do? You know how if you see a group of paintings, like I saw a show of Francis Bacon's where he had the same subject all the way around the room. You know, variation certain one, strong. I was like, wow, what do they hang, you know? And I love him as a painter, but I'm not really my style as painting goes, you know, but I was thinking the same thing. It was always this darkness and, you know, black backgrounds, a lot of these kind of Flemish things, you know? And so I started thinking of ideas and stuff, and I didn't want it to be funny, you know what I mean? Like tongue in cheek, har, har, har kind of stuff, but I didn't want it to be deadly serious either, you know? I'm thinking of the audience. I'm like, there's rock and roll people in there. There's classical people, you know? I'm thinking, I love the idea of, like, you know, something for everyone
community.
Kind of thing. Community, you know?
Yeah. Community radio.
I started thinking about, not the trouble thing, but I'm like, you know, and this is South Maine, you know? I'm no snob. I wanted images that were tough and raw. My studio is tough and raw. Not a bad neighborhood, just tough and raw, you know? So a reflection of that. There's no snobbery or anything. There's all the people in it are, I don't think common's an insult, is it? But it's just, you know, normal folk. But the normal folk are in flux. I didn't do like this big community thing, like let's celebrate the community kind of thing, but I wanted people to recognize. See at the supermarket, see down an alley, see down, you know, but it's like a, that when people say community, that's what I think of. I don't think of this community as like, you know, country fairs and stuff like that. I think of the reality of it, you know, is what I paint.
Can you tell us more about you and Steven Dorado's relationship?
I'm at the point of a relationship with his. I'm still nervous in front of him, which is odd, you know. He always listens to my ideas, but there's a face that he makes, like, you know, like, I don't know. It's almost Warholian, you know. I show him everything. I do. And I'm like, what's this? What's it like? Keep a sketchbook full of photos that I'm going to eventually maybe paint and da da da. And he can read what I'm thinking. He's unbelievable. He's like, this is getting dark. I'm like, well, yeah, you know, a little bit, you know, it's like, he's a little light, you know, I mean, lighten this up, geez, you know, stuff like that's great, but I can't even start to describe how he influences me creatively. It's just like, I feel like a, not an idiot, that's a hard term to use on myself, but I feel that he just, I'll never get to that point of knowing so much about one thing, like, it's amazing, you know, and it's just his passion for it. It's his passion about everything, you know, that it's easy. He's easy to work with. You know, he's asked me to do pretty much everything besides, you know, which I didn't, I couldn't believe that he asked me to be an artist in residence. That's what the good students get to go, you know,
You
know, you're letting me in here.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, so it's kind of funny, but, anytime I want to go to class, he's like, sitting in this class, you know, and I usually don't because I'm intimidated, you know, but he's like, why didn't you sit in about that? Yeah, I can, any aspect that I'm around just rubs off on me. He's, I have better taste in music, but.
You know. And he collaborates and he supports the community. So
yeah,
it's perfect that he's the curator of this gallery, which.
Yeah, he's exciting. He really brings an excitement and he's engaged with so many people.
It's sort of like the tipping point.
Well, he's like to the.
And honest. He gives an honest opinion.
I get mad if Seb been hanging around for like a week or so because he moves on real quick. Like, I'll get mad at him. Like, where'd you go, man? You know, it's like, Don, I'm right here. Like, okay, you know, but it's funny. His backlog of work, he shows me a lot of time. It's like going to his house is always going like some kind of field trip, you know?
Yeah.
He really does. Especially during the winter, he'll invite me over his house, and he's got his everything there, his lab, smaller than, you know, obviously Clark, but his photos, everything, art books, up, you know, it's just, it's unbelievable, you know, and for him not to be, I don't know, like teachers get, I think, you know, he's just so up, and his students show to me. I was just watching around the students. It's amazing, you know, it's crazy, so. Yeah, I can't say enough about him. And he's helped on other shows, too. Like, I bring him in last to see what do you think? And as long as I get the thumbs up from him, it's good. You know, so it's okay, you know, but great guy, you know.
Yeah. Can you tell us about other shows you've been in?
Jeez.
Or done?
I've been in pretty much all kinds of lovely shows. I will toot my own horn and say that I was back. I thought the world was my oyster when I got representation, a term I didn't even discuss, knew it was. I'll just say, I'll do it, you know, at a gallery in Boston. And I didn't, to this day, I think, get to pinch myself that even happened because, you know, it was just unbelievable, you know. I'd be a little nervous if I stuck in that because, my gosh, it seems like you're kind of like, you have to be creative but be good, like, all the time. You know what I mean? I don't think I'm that kind of artist that you're going to have.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed getting to know Don Hartman, the artist, and his wife, Dina, in this first segment of Art on the Air. Thanks for tuning in, and there'll be a part two next week. And don't forget, the opening for Pariah is Saturday, October 5th from 4 to 6 p.m. right here in the Harold Stevens Gallery at WCUW 910 Main Street in Worcester.